I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Ed Benda. He's the writer and director of the film Superior. It has a showing this evening at the Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee at 7:30. It's also scheduled to be shown at Northern Michigan University in Marquette tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. and also in Houghton at Michigan Tech University at 7 p.m. on Thursday. We talked about what the film Superior is all about, what it was like to make it in the Upper Peninsula, and what Benda hopes to accomplish in the future making films in Michigan. Here's more with Ed Benda.
Superior was inspired by a bit of a true story. In the summer of 1971, my uncle Carl Benda and his cousin Dan Gentila went on this 1,300-mile bike ride around Lake Superior, and it was really just the two of them with the shirts on their back and their two-speed Schwinn bicycles. And when I first heard this story a few years ago, I was so inspired by the sense of adventure. So I started kind of crafting this story and this film and what was a patchwork quilt of a lot of stories of adventure that I grew up listening to from a lot of my uncles and my father, who all grew up in the state of Michigan, whose family is originally from the Calumet area. And in putting this film together, I started kind of putting a team together out in Los Angeles, but it was very apparent and obvious to me that in order to make this film honest and true to the story it was telling about these two young men who are on a bike ride around Lake Superior in the summer of 1969, that film needed to be made in the UP. And so we put together the plan to film the entire thing in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and that's just what we did last summer.
Location shooting can be a challenge, and especially with the Upper Peninsula, with a lot of its remote locations, that can probably be fairly interesting as well. Tell me a little bit about the process of making this film in the Upper Peninsula.
It is kind of twofold. It's phenomenal because it's truly the most beautiful place on earth, and I'm blessed that I got to spend summers going there as a kid, and that it was so deeply ingrained in my memory why I wanted to make a movie there. Is it everywhere we pointed the camera was the most gorgeous thing imaginable, and so that was why it was so essential to be on location, was because of that natural beauty. And then the flip side of it, and we were really lucky, I suppose, is that we didn't have any technical issues because we were in a very remote region up in the Keweenaw Peninsula. And you know, if we were to encounter an issue with our camera or any of our very technical film-related equipment, the nearest resource for us to fix that issue is, you know, almost 7-8 hours away. But fortunately, none of that really happened.
How has this film been resonating with other people who have seen it, especially maybe some of your L.A. colleagues that are more used to the urban environment as opposed to what we have here? How has it resonated with them?
We had our premiere in Hollywood. Audience there just loves the film, and they really are just so enraptured with how beautiful of a place this is, and so they gravitated to the imagery, but what they relate most to is the story. While our main characters are from the Upper Peninsula, and the story itself is very relatable about young adults. You know, our two main characters have just graduated from high school, and they're at this crux of decision making in their life, and I think that's something pretty universal, no matter where you're from. It is the challenge of really blazing your own trail versus doing what's expected of you. And so the universal themes in our film, despite the location, are relatable to audiences nationwide.
Would you be interested in perhaps making another film here in this area at some point? Or is this just kind of going on your personal filmmaking resume and you're off to other locations and other challenges?
No, I absolutely want to come back to the state of Michigan. And particularly the Upper Peninsula. I've had the good fortune to be in Los Angeles for the last 6 years working in the film and television industry, but I know how much our state has to offer, even more than just kind of from the specific film standpoint. Of course, I'm biased. I believe it's the greatest state in the country, and I think it's got so much to offer to the film industry and to storytelling, and it's got such a rich quality of people that I absolutely look forward to coming back to Michigan to make more films. And I'd like to think that this is one of many that we'll be making here in Michigan.
Before I let you go here, Ed, just tell folks in terms of coming out to see this film, I mean, you're proud of it, you want to show it, and you want people to come out, but what do you think they'll take away with this?
I want people to really take a lot of pride in this place they call home, to really realize that this is a magical, wonderful place that incredible world out there all around them that's just begging to be explored, and to go out and take advantage of that and have a lot of fun.
That's the comments of Ed Benda, the writer and director of the film Superior. It shows this evening at the Vista Theater in downtown Negaunee at 7:30, also in Marquette at Northern Michigan University tomorrow at 8:30 p.m., and in Houghton at Michigan Tech on Thursday at 7 p.m. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.